There are kehillas, the svadisha kehillas, that I have the minute to begin by announcing the amount of years that have passed since Churban Bayis Sheni. It's over 1900 years. And every single year, all of us believe, are convinced that we're putting away our keenness, we're putting everything away, all of this Tisha B'Av paraphernalia, and that the beach chairs are going to be used to sit by the Kinneret to relax a little bit, not to sit Tisha B'Av. But here we are. Anachnu loinoshanu, adain loinoshanu. So I want to talk for a few minutes about the avoida of this strange day. But on the one hand, this is, of course, the saddest day of the year. But on the other hand, it's a gevaldige eis rotzen. Every year I remind you that Pinchas Karetz, as Chushan has said, that the biggest eis rotzen of the entire year is when Jews are sitting by kinnas. What we could be poel, what we could accomplish this day, not to waste it. So tonight and tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, it's one hamshech, what I'm going to be talking about. What's the tachlis of this day? I think that the tachlis of the whole day of Tisha B'Av is contained in one pasuk that we're going to learn in a few minutes in the third parak of Eicha, which in many ways the third parak is the most painful. And there the Navi says, Nisolav Aveinu El Kapoyim El Kel Bashamayim, in English, Nisolav Aveinu, let us lift up our hearts, El Kapoyim, with our hands, to Hashem, in the heavens. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands to Hashem, El Kel Bashamayim. What does that mean, to lift up our hearts with our hands? That we want to show Hashem Yisbarach our hearts in our hands. What does that mean? The most painful siman of galus is that the Jewish heart, which is supposed to be a fleishige heart, it's supposed to be soft, that over time the heart has become hard. It's become a heart of stone. When Mashiach comes, Vasirosius Leif Evan, the heart of stone is going to be taken away. But Hashem is telling us that, the Navi is telling us, Hashem wants us on this day to lift our hearts, our stone hearts, up to Hashem. Now the problem is, if it would just be, if my heart and your heart would just be a little stone, a little pebble, it wouldn't be so hard to lift it up to Hashem. But if the heart has become, over the years, mamish a boulder, it's become a boulder. I think you all know, there's a famous marshal from Rabbi Nachman's Schlussi Galena. Rabbi Nachman said that there was a king who wanted to test the wisdom of his son, the prince. The prince was away and been learning all the chochmas and all kinds of fancy institutions, colleges, and he was away learning chochmas in the world, and he returned to the palace. And there in the palace courtyard, there was a huge boulder. And the king told his son that he wanted him to remove that boulder and to take it upstairs someplace in the palace. Now, the prince was very clever, and he learned physics and geometry and so on. And he tried to move this boulder with all kinds of levers and whatever devices were available at that time. The imamish couldn't budge it. And the king came and he told his son that there's only one way to lift up this boulder. And he took out a hammer and he began to knock. He began to smash the boulder into tiny pieces. Because if the heart has become a stone, and if over the years of our galus, the 1900 plus years of our galus, the stone has become a boulder, and Hashem says, I want you on Tisha B'Av to lift up with your hands, to lift up your heart and to show it to me. The only way we can do that, and it's really what the whole Yontif of Tisha B'Av is about, the only way we can do that is by shattering the heart into a million pieces. If we shatter the heart into a million pieces, then we can hold these pieces up high and to say to Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, look at the pieces of my heart. Nisal v'aveinu al kapayim, al kelba shamayim. Rabbi Shalom, look at these pieces of our hearts. Habeit mishamayim hu'ei. Look at our broken hearts. And have rachmanis al sheiris Yisrael. And have rachmanis on your people. Let me explain what this means. It's just clear that the whole tachlis of Tisha B'Av is to shatter our hearts. Every single kapitul in Eicha, every single kina, if a person takes it seriously, it's not a hammer, it's like a jackhammer to shatter, to break the heart. So that we can lift these pieces of the broken hearts of the Jewish people up to Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask for Geula for Yeshua. So let me explain a little bit what this means. Tomorrow morning, we're going to say a very beautiful and a very moving kina about Yeshiyahu HaMelech. V'yikainen Yirmiyahu al Yeshiyahu. Yeshiyahu, as you know, at a time when it wasn't so poshut that a king should be a tzaddik, Yeshiyahu HaMelech was tzaddik yisoid olam, mamish. Tzaddik yisoid olam. In the kina that we're going to say, it says, Leikom kamayu mimois avigder. Who's avigder? Moshe Rabbeinu. Leikom kamayu mimois avigder. There wasn't a Jew in the world since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu like Yeshiyahu HaMelech. And we're told in Malachim Beis, Perichav Beis, we're told that when he was 26 years old, when Yeshiyahu HaMelech was 26 years old, he began the Malchus, he was a young man. When he was 26 years old, Chilkiyahu, the Kohen Gadol, found a Sefer Torah in Beis HaMikdash. Gonus, hidden, but it wasn't just a Sefer Torah. Every Sefer Torah is special. But this was Sefer HaTorah, which Chazal understood meant that it was the Torah, one of the Torahs, that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Could you imagine? Sefer HaTorah for Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the Torahs that he wrote on the day of his death. Sefer HaTorah. And they opened up the Torah. I'm sure you all remember the story. And when they opened up the Torah, it was in the place of Parshas Kisava, by the Klolos, by the Teichecha, in Parshas Kisava. And it was opened to the Pasuk when they looked inside, when Yeshua Melech, and Kai Gadol, when they looked inside, it was open to the posuk of Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Ves Malkecha, Hashem Tokim Melecha, Hashem is going to take away you, the Jewish people, and the king that you've appointed, El Goya Shalayadata Atav Avisacha, to a faraway nation. They were going to be sent into Golos. And Yoshio HaMelech raised Kriya. He taught Kriya. He understood that the fact that Hashem Yisbarach wanted them to find Davke then, if you know what was going on at that time, we're not going to go into the whole background, Davke then, to find the Sefer Torah. And this Sefer Torah was opened to the Klolos. And to that Pasuk of Yerlech Hashem Oyscha. So Yoshia Melech raised Kriya. And he wanted to know, Master of the world, what does this mean? You're telling us something and it's pretty scary. What are you telling us? So Yoshio sent, he sent Chilkio to go to, you remember who? To go to Chulda HaNeviah. Now, even though Yirmiyahu HaNavi was alive and was the God of Hador, Rashi says from Chazal, "L'fisha ha'ish imrachem es yoyse min ha'ish." A woman has more achmanis. So Shio wanted to get the best possible reading. He wanted to hear the best possible interpretation that would have the rachmanis of a Jewish woman, of a mother. So Chilkio went to Chulda HaNeviah. Asus Shalom ben Tikva, the name, Shalom ben Tikva. Many years ago I gave a shiur in this Indian. The name Shalom, Shalom ben Tikva, Tikva, hope. And it says in Pasuk, V'hiyosheves b'Yerushalayim b'Mishnah. She was sitting in Yerushalayim b'Mishnah. And no one knows, what does that mean, by Mishnah? Where is there a place in Yerushalayim that's called Mishnah? Rashi says that she was sitting and she was darshaning in the place that she was known to stay. She was sitting and she was darshaning Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim. That's what it means, that she was Yosheves b'Yerushalayim by Mishnah. She was sitting, she was shakua, immersed in Sefer Dvarim and Mishnah Torah. And in which part of Mishnah Torah do you think that Chulda was at that moment shakua in? In the Toichacha and Kisava. And she said, of course, Nevi'ahs of the Churban, of the upcoming destruction. And you know that any Nevu'ah that's written in Navi, there are many, many, many more Nevi'im than the ones that we see, that we've heard of, but it had to be a Nevu'ah L'Dairus, a Nevu'ah that's Nechtav L'Dairus, a Nevu'ah that's speaking to every Jew who would ever live at any time. So what do we have from Chulda, from that day, that she was darshaning by Mishnah, and Mishnah Torah, and she understood everything that was going on? She sent Chilkio to go tell the king, the Tzaddik Yeshio, Yan Rach Levavcha, because your heart was softened. Vatikona mipnei Hashem, and you humbled yourself before Hashem. V'shamacha, when you heard all of this, vatikres begadecha, and you tore kriya. Vatifka lefonai, and you cried before me, before Hashem. V'gam anochi shamati ne'um Hashem. Gam anochi shamati. I will hear and listen to you. And then the promise was made to Yoshio through the mouth of Chulda Nevi'ah. V'loi terena einecha b'chol arosh animevi al amokam hazeh. That you're not going to see, you're not going to actually witness all the devastation that's going to be brought upon this place. So, chevre, the nevuah l'doros that Chulda gave over to Yoshio HaMelech and to every single Jew, because Yisrael b'nei Melachim heim, where Hashem's mamleches kahanim v'goy kodesh. The nevuah that is revealing to us the avoida of this horrible and beautiful day of Tisha B'Av is contained in those few words that Chulda sent to Yoshio. Yan rach levavcha. Because your heart was softened. Yan rach levavcha and vativ kelefanai. And you were able to cry before me. Your heart was softened. Your heart was broken. The boulder was shattered. The complacency, the emptiness, everything was broken, and Yeshua Melech lifted up the pieces of his broken heart to Hashem. Elavinu shebeshamayim, and Yeshua Melech was saying, "Abba Zekoev, Abba, Tata, Father, it hurts." The avoda of Tisha B'Av, of Nisa, Nisol of Avenu al Kapoyim, El Kelba Shemayim, is that on this day, the Baruch Shalom wants us to break our hearts, Yan Rach Levavcha, and to soften our hearts, and to hear the Nevuah of Chulda, Yan Rach Levavcha, and if our hearts are soft, if our hearts are cracked and broken into pieces, and we can hold these pieces up to Hashem, then Hashem promises each and every one of us, the Gam Anochi Shamati, that I will hear you. Because it's so easy to become desensitized. It's so easy to become desensitized. It's so easy for the heart to become so insensitive. During this past Kufa, when it was the darkest time here in New York, and we were hearing stories of how there were, lo aleinu, there were bodies, there were mesim, that were piled up outside of the funeral places. And by the cemetery, there was somebody, one of the chaverim in the mountains was telling me that he was by the Beis HaChaim, you know, by the Interborough, there's a Beis HaChaim there, there's where Rabbi Yaakov is buried there, another tzaddikim. It's an old cemetery by the Interborough. He said that he went there to help, and he said that there were mamush like in Beisar, like a wall of bodies. They were piled up bodies. They didn't even have time to make an aron. They didn't have time yet. They were coming with wooden boxes. There were Jews that were knocking and hacking somewhere to put together the boxes to bring them, to give them a levaya. And you read a story and you read another story. But over time, the same way you could watch this Holocaust film and go to the museum in Washington and in New York and Yad Vashem, over time the heart becomes hard. There's such a teva that a human being has, even in the presence of horrible things. So I was discussing this with my wife the other day, When I was learning Keynes, I was preparing Keynes, she shared with me an article that she cut out. This is from Sunday, December 2nd, 2001. It was written 8 hours after a triple terror attack by the Ben Yehuda Mall. By a Yid who was born in Toronto, or lived in Toronto and then went on Aliyah, by the name of Chezi Goldberg. Eight hours after this triple terror attack. So Chezi writes the following. Listen carefully, Chevy. He walked into shul. I nodded my acknowledgement, as I always do. He made some strange gesture, which I didn't comprehend. I continued davening. A few minutes later, he walked over to me and said, "Didn't you hear?" "Hear about what?" I replied. He grew impatient, almost frustrated. "Didn't you hear?" I understood that he was talking about last night's terror attack on Ben Yehuda Mall, a trendy night spot frequented not only by Israelis, but also Western tourists. I assumed that he obviously was intimating that someone we knew was hurt or killed. Right? "Didn't you hear?" So Chezi assumed that there was somebody that they knew from the shul that had been hurt or killed. I replied, "About who?" He looked at me as if I had landed from another planet. "About who?" "About everyone who was attacked last night." I nodded, "Yes, of course I heard." Then why aren't you crying?" His words shot through me like a spear piercing my heart, breaking, shattering, softening. Our sages teach that words that come from the heart enter the heart. He was right, of course. Why wasn't I crying? I could not answer. I had nothing to say. He pointed around the shul. "Why aren't all of our friends crying?" I could not answer. I had nothing to say. "Shouldn't we all be crying?" I couldn't answer. I had nothing to say. What has happened to all of us, myself included? We have turned to stone. Some would call it numbness. Some would call it collective national shock. Some would say that we have all suffered never-ending trauma, and it has affected our senses. Frankly, the excuses are worthless. All the reasons in the world don't justify our distance from the real pain that is burning in our midst. When an attack happens, in the heat of the moment, we frantically check to see if someone we know has been hurt or killed. And then if we find out that our friends and family are safe, just like by the corona, we sigh a deep sigh of relief. "I'm okay. My family's okay. There are people who might not be okay. There are people who died. There are people who are worried that they're unsafe." But if it's not my friends or family, if our friends and family are safe, we sigh a deep sigh of relief, grunt and grumble. We say something about the latest tragic event, Hashem Yirachem, and then we continue with our robotic motions and go on with our lives. We have not lost our minds, my friends. We have lost our hearts. Rabbi Yisrael Mashiach can't come until we lift our broken hearts up and show Hashem be'emes be'emes. And that is why we keep on losing our lives. When I left shul, Chezi writes, "When I left shul, my friend said to me with tears dripping from his bloodshot eyes, 'I heard once that the Torah teaches that for every tear that drops from our eyes, another drop of blood is saved. We are living in a time of absolute madness. It is obvious what is going on around us, and yet we detach ourselves and keep running on automatic in our daily lives. Last night, when there was only 10 people who were known killed and just 200 injured, even MSNBC referred to the triple terror attack as a slaughter. More tragedy, it turns out, awaited us a few hours later. And yet we are not crying. In other words, even that television station, which to be able to acknowledge that Bichlal, the Jews are not supposed to be getting killed, called it, used such a lashon as slaughter. A few hours later, it's like it never happened. And yet we are not crying. I know a woman who lost sensitivity in her fingers. When she approaches fire, she doesn't feel the pain. That puts her in a very dangerous position, because she might be unaware she is burning herself. If we are being hurt and we don't feel it, then we are in a very risky position. A devastating three-pronged suicide attack on Yerushalayim's most popular thoroughfare should evoke a cry of pain and suffering from all of us, should it not? Unless, of course, we have lost our senses. And if we have lost our senses, then what hope is there? When our enemies pound us, and we don't react because we no longer feel the pain, we are truly in a dangerous and precarious position in the battle and struggle in the battle and struggle to survive. Perhaps, my friends, you are being foolish to really believe that the nations of the world should be upset about the continuous murder and slaughter of Jews if we ourselves are not crying about it. Am I my brother's keeper? The most effective way for us to stop the carnage in our midst is to wake up and to react to it from our hearts. How can we demand that the Creator stop the tragedy when most of us react like robots when tragedy strikes? If we don't cry about what is happening around us, who will? Now, the end of this story of Chezi Goldberg is that 3 years later, 3 years and a month later, on January 29, 2004, Chezi, the writer, was killed in a bombing in a bus in Yerushalayim. He's a father of 7 children. His wife's name is Shifra. I don't know how they're doing now. How could they be doing? He lived in Beitar Elite. He spent his life working with kids at risk. So we need to understand why Mashiach is not here yet, on our level. And why is it that after so many Tisha B'Av, it's Nachat Tisha B'Av, that morning in Shul after the terrorist attack, that tzaddik that was shaking up Chezi and screaming at him why his eyes were bloodshot, but everybody else was like a regular day. Because it was 8 hours since the attack. And the Navi is saying that until that day, that we can lift up our softened and broken hearts and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it hurts. Not just because it's a friend of mine. Not just because it's somebody I went to yeshiva with. Not just because it's a relative or somebody that I know. It hurts me so much that Jews are suffering, not just from terrorist attacks. It hurts me so much that I can't even bear to wear a mask on my face for a few hours by davening. Because there are people who are in pain over whom they've lost and what's hurting them and what's frightening them. And until our hearts remain stony boulders, we can't lift them up because it's too heavy. And we can't show the Bari Olam the pieces that are broken. Because we become over time insensitive, desensitized, because of all of the years of Galus, and we've heard so much, and now that we see so much. But the woman, the Nevi'ah Chulda, said, Yan Rach Levavcha, because your heart was soft, because you rise Kriya over Jewish suffering, even though you're a king Malchus, you live in a palace, you have central air conditioning, you have all the best food in the world. But you can't bear the pain of other Jews. You can't bear the suffering of the world, the whole world before Mashiach comes. Like Rav Kook gave a shrai when Rabbi Levine didn't notice that he pulled a little flower from a tree that was sticking out from the fence in Yerushalayim, and Rav Kook gave a shrai, oi! And Rabbi didn't know what happened. He said, Rabbi, what is it? And he said, why did you do that? He said, dude, what did I do? He said, you tore the flower. He says, no. That's tearing out a flower. I was thinking about how there are people who, because of their physical condition or emotional condition, whatever it might be, haven't been able to go yet to shul. And I admit that over time, from time to time, I was annoyed about these things. And I was thinking, when I was learning this keen about Yeshio, I was thinking, what has happened to my heart? So I want to enter with you into Tisha B'Av, into the last Tisha B'Av of all time of this type. Tisha B'Av is going to be the biggest yontif, the way that it was supposed to be. The biggest yontif. So I want to enter into the yontif of Tisha B'Av with a tefillah. Yaakov put it onto the phones. I don't know. So you can look at it afterwards and daven it and print it. The people who are watching in other places, I think that you're able to get that. I saw this in a kuntras. I don't remember the mechaber's name. A Svadi Shahid put out a kuntras on the 3 weeks. And somebody was coming out of the mountains and was handing around this little kuntras. You know, I put it with a lot of you. I have a stack of papers and different things that people are always handing out. And it was like 2 years ago before Tisha B'Av, I saw the title. It's called Mi'orfa Kumi. I said, okay, let me take a look at this. This yid went to the trouble of writing it, so let me take a look at it, which is why I have almost every sefer that's ever been published. And every sefer, there's something good. I looked at this kuntrasel, and he has good things. But the best of all is at the end of the kuntras, he has two tefillas that he wrote himself. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. I photostated, but I left it in the mountains, and I don't remember the name of the yid. Me'ofer kumi. So I want to read with you for 5 minutes. From the tefillah. Only to give you a taste of what it is that we're davening for today. Why is it that we have to say, and we need to say, Eicha and Kines, the jackhammer to rake open the hearts? Why is it that over the years, I grew up, I remember Tisha B'Av 50, 55 years ago, we didn't have speakers. We didn't have special films and presentations. I remember sitting kines in shul, and there was an old yid, Reb Shimon, that was sitting next to me, who went through the Holocaust, and after around an hour of kines, he closed and he says, Genikshain, Chav Gizan, I saw this myself. He just put it away. It was a different time. I was surrounded by Jews who lived through things. There were even, if you could imagine, scarier than Corona. Not to make light of this. And they didn't need to have commentaries on the kines. They didn't need to have movies about the Holocaust, documentaries about the War of Independence in Eretz Yisrael. speakers getting up and talking about horrible tragedies, tear-jerking, terrible, terrible maises of suffering, of Jewish suffering, to try to epis something, to make a dent in a Jewish heart. But all this is necessary now. Because the tachlis of this day is nisal v'aveinu el kapayim, el kel b'ashamayim, is that we should rise kriya, and we should cry over Jewish suffering, and we should feel the pain, not just of my cousin, my family, my friends, but to feel the pain of even people we've never met, and even generations that we've never met. So we won't have to open up again to the Teichacha every year, to open up to the Teichacha every year, again, 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 the Klolus, again, again, and again. So let me share with you just a little bit of this. Again, when you get home, you'll be able to see it, and it'll be kedai to daven it. It's not a limud, it's a tefillah, but I'm going to say it a little bit together with you, I mean, for you. Listen, and then you'll be able to daven it later tonight, tomorrow. It's a tefillah meshutefes al tzarim shel klal Yisrael, chibul etzar ha-shechina. I'm skipping around. Azor li, Hashem help me. Lizchaber letzar ha'ishi shali. First of all, Rabbi Shalom, help me to feel my own pain. Help me to feel the pain of my own avarice. Help me to feel the pain of things in my life that have gone wrong. Not to be desensitized to my own suffering. And from that, if I begin with that, then I can come to a broken heart. So that when I daven on Tisha B'Av, I should be able to daven with Amkus Halev, from a deep place, a place that's vulnerable, a place that's sensitive, a place that's soft. Not the way we go the whole year, put together some cool guy. These days of the 3 weeks, of the 9 days of Tisha B'Av, Rabbeinu Shalom, you want me to feel pain. At the Karli Lichayv. Lichayv kidei livkais bechi shel tikva. You want me to feel pain, not to give up, but to cry also tears of hope. Lispal ala agula, to daven for redemption. V'loy lahashlim ima gaila shel haneshama. And not to come and to accept this golus of the soul and this golus of the Jewish people. So please, Hashem, I beg you, psaches libi, open my heart. V'chaber osi ala ke'ev sheli, connect me to my own pain. Da'ak v'ata medaber elai, because you've given me such gewaldige, nice, good things in my life, and I just walk around, and I'm still the insensitive stone. So Rabbi Shalom, open me up to feel my own pain. That I should be able to come to a place that's real inside of me. Psaches libi, lahargish gamas etzar, shel kol ahuvai. And first, let me feel the pain of all my beloved, mishpachti, my family, my relatives, shechina, my neighbors, v'am Yisrael kulai. And the shama magisha tzara shechina, and to feel your tzar, the tzar of the shechina. Because my neshama is a chelik of Knesset Yisrael, which is the shechina kedosha, and chatzuva mitachas kisei hakavod. Ozrein l'spala al shalom kol ha'olam. Rabbi Shlomo, help me that I should daven for the whole world. Even for that little flower, I should daven for the whole world. Litztayer ba'aru, I mean, how much suffering there is in the world. Litztayer ba'avura. Lahargus is tzara shel ha'echot, v'luchlal oysa b'tzari. As reinless power refuas call amcha base Israel, Rabbi Shalom, help me to daven for refu for all Jews. Koevli, and especially it hurts me. Sheh, and you fill in so and so. those people that you know who are sick. And I'm excited to see Shochalacha, and help me to think more deeply about what they're going through. We have a father from one of the tzadkonis here in the shul who's been in the hospital since the maaseh started, since Purim, since a day or two after Purim, with a respirator, with all kinds of terrible things, has been in the hospital. Come a charlim yesh ba'am Yisrael. Come a bate charlim hospitals and beds and departments take in the hospitals and so on. Nachshav al tzarim shel oisam ha-mishpachas. Help me to think of the tzar of those families when you don't know. I know what it's like when my father, Lo v'shalom, was in his last period of time. I know that every single time that I would go to sleep, I was so afraid to go to sleep. The scariest time was Shabbos, because I know that they weren't going to call me on Shabbos. And every time when Shabbos, when it was already coming time, on Shabbos, Mincha, and then Shal Shittas Amarv, I was already tittering inside of me. Is Daddy going to be alive after Shabbos? And there are some of you here who know what that feels like. Daven for Tamir Chachamim, Loim De Torah, Ubaad Kol Hanoshim, Hamachakis Li Pri Beten. Help me to feel the pain of all of the women who so desperately want to have children. Do you know people like that? Have you experienced that in your own home? Do you know what it's like for a woman who watches her sisters, her sisters-in-law? Every single time there's a bris, every single time there's a simcha, every single time there's a chuppah. Is a reminder of the emptiness of my life. Not just, it's a shame, like Chezi was talking about in shul, it's a shame. Hamachakas lepribetan, nis'amik b'tsarin shel zugais elu. Do you know how many couples are waiting so long for children? And you know that now with the different ways they can help, that they go through called bizyoinis. Do you know how many people there are in this shul who have gone through bizyoinis with the medical treatments for infertility? While you're complaining because your kid didn't get to bed at 7, the kid went to bed at 7:30 instead of 7, and because of that, your whole day is fashted. Because your kids went to bed a half hour late. Because your kid got up in the middle of the night crying. Do you know how many women there are that would die to hear the noise of a child crying in the middle of the night? How lonely those nights are in those days? They try all kinds of treatments and they hope. Do you know what a disappointment is every month? Nachamol comes again and it's not working. How much pain a woman feels when she can't bring a child to the world? Please, Creator of the world, please help all of these couples. Let me feel how much this hurts. And I'm davening you, I'm davening to Hashem that they should have a Yeshua and they should have children, healthy children. In an easy way, without all these embarrassing things. Children are healthy and well. Ubad kol yalde Yisrael. And what about our children who we're zeichet to have? Rabbi Shalom, but called Yalde Yisrael, Shetishim Reim, Mikol Hashpor Shlilis. Do you and I feel the pain of that yeshiva bacher, even though he himself doesn't understand it, or that girl from yeshiva, from school? He doesn't understand it, she doesn't understand it, when he loses his innocence, when somebody showed him something that he shouldn't have seen for the first time, or somebody told her about something that she shouldn't have been told about at that time in her life. And it wasn't from her father or from her mother. It was from somebody else, some kid. Do we feel the pain of that child? The confusion of that child? Or do we feel the pain of a child who needs so much tmicha and adrocha from his parents, but his parents don't understand him and don't understand her? Her teacher, his teacher, his Rebbe doesn't understand that this child is in pain. That every single time, do you know anybody
Do you know people? Are you one yourself? That every single time that when you came and you sat down in front of the Gemara in class, you were terrified that Rebbe was going to call on you? Especially years ago where they didn't have any special things, education, and nobody knew what dyslexia or pre-eating problems or different inyanim and havana. Do you know what that's like? Do you feel the pain of a child, the embarrassment of a child, the humiliation? Read the Gemara. In front of all of his friends. A nothing, a nobody. And in those days the Rebbe used to tell you, you're nothing, a nobody. Azur l'chol yalda Yisrael l'gdol b'kedusha v'tahara. Rabbi Shalom, help the children, they should grow up in the right way. And the parents, but the parents who are watching their children, chalila, going away. Give us as parents koach savlonus v'ahava l'loy t'nai. Patience, endless patience, infinite, unconditional love. L'kolahar, for all parents, regardless of the shomas, the yikaris, b'ahava, v'savlonis, and kates. Do we ourselves know? Do you think that we always realize how our children are feeling? Do you think that your own child always shares with you some embarrassment or some pain, that she was called a name, he was made fun of? And you know that, you know and I know, you can carry that your whole life, you don't forget it. Just another 5 minutes, you'd be marichin me. Ani mevakish bad kol ha'aniyim. People come to my door Sunday, one after the other. Other days, you go to Eretz Yisrael, people are coming and asking you. Do you and I know what that feels like? Maybe some of you do. What it feels like? Do you think they feel good going around like that? Do you think they're proud of that? Do you think they wanted to do that the way we talk to them or throw them a dollar? How difficult the parnas is. But Chazal said that an ani is like a person who has died. Therefore, we're davening today at Tisha B'Av al parnasas am Yisrael. It hurts to me that Jews don't have a parnasa. Not just that I don't. Not just that my friend doesn't. It hurts me that there are Jews who have to go around like that. That there are Jews who don't have what they need. Zakis kolam chisol shle musil loy tshuva ki chol gerim tsar klape maila kama boichim neshomas harishoyim. Do we know what that means? The neshomas of the rishoyim, that there are Jews who are doing all kinds of avayers, who have gone away from Torah mitzvahs for whatever reason over time. They never heard about it. They heard about it and they don't want it. Whatever it is, do we feel the pain of that neshama that's suffering? Kama mizdayim ha'olam imaseim ha'royim and so on. So Rabbi Shalom, tain li ahava gedoyle elecha, was argus called Sarah nigrim klape maila. Rabbi Shalom, more than anything, open my heart to feel your pain. Could we possibly understand how desperately Hashem Yisbarach himself wants to bring Geula? That Sarah, Shechina, that all of this time is about tikkun chatzos, tikkun klali, all of the avodah is about Sarah, Shechina, all of the keenness is about Sarah, Shechina. What happens when you and I do things we shouldn't do? How much pain that causes our Father, Avinu B'Shemayim. V'ashchinen ha'negeles, that the Shechina is in Golus with us. B'chol tzeros l'etzar, b'chol tzeros l'etzar. Like the Heilige Rishna said when he was in jail, and they came to see him, they were allowed in to see him, and the Rishna was crying, you all know, and he was saying, and he was crying and crying, and they asked, they were surprised, they thought the Rebbe was a strong person. And he said, Hashem, he says, Lo irara. I'm not afraid. Lo irara kiati modi. But this is what he said. Lo ira. I'm not afraid to be in jail. Ra. What's hurting me is kiati modi, Rabbi Shalom, that you're here in jail with me. Do you and I feel the ra of ati modim when we take Hashem into a place we shouldn't take him? When a person takes him into a website where Hashem shouldn't be? Where Hashem takes him into a street, into a place, into a conversation, where a person goes and takes the Shekhinah with him into that place, and Hashem shouldn't be in such a place? And we take the Shekhinah with us to such a place? Help me to feel the tzar of the Shekhinah. Kametzah yesh lecha abatoiv. Kamashefa at the rights of lahari falenu. There's so much shefa. There's so much bruch that you want to pour onto us. That you want to pour into our lives. Ach ein lo namas bikemuna bitochim betuvcha. We just don't believe in you enough. So Azor lanu finally, the ends help us. Sheni natzel l'shas haratzen. That we make good use of this time of Tisha B'Av, which is a Shas Ratzon, Eis Ratzon, Eis HaGeula. It's a time of Geula. Mashiach is born Tisha B'Av. That we should be able to be misnati mikol hevle hazman from all the narishkeit that's around us, zva sviva v'lenis yachis v'kol hasheker hashodid kayayim, and that we shouldn't be drawn into the sheker that's ruling over the world. Kamachila Hashem nigrim ha'idei kol chesroinis hakiyom ba'am Yisrael ona hoya penecha v'nivashaya zakein l'iska b'chol tefila sen, help us to remember in our davening shekol chesroinenu nigrim b'glal golus hashchina, that everything is missing in our lives, whatever you and I are lacking, whatever any person in the world is missing in life, it's because of the golus hashchina v'chisaron beis hamikdash, and we don't have the beis hamikdash. Everything is because of that destruction that took place of Beis HaMikdash. L'chein m'meilu l'kavin b'milu y'chesronein l'gilu y'kvayt y'zborach g'vayt k'vayt y'zborach b'oylam kuloi y'da komez Beis HaMikdash ha'shlishi v'mehev y'meinu amein selam. Now some of you might remember that a few years ago I scandalized the entire from world by playing a song on Tisha B'Av. I'm not doing it again. I have no charata for doing it. I'm completely, I'm not repenting for that at all, and I don't regret it. Because as I said, you have to use a jackhammer. But if I would do that again, I would choose to play the most beautiful song in the world that I mentioned in a drasha a few Shabbos ago from Yishai Reba. And after Tisha B'Av, I'm not allowed to listen to music, so you have me in mind. So after Tisha B'Av, when we're allowed to listen, when you're allowed to listen again, all of us, to music, so listen to the song from Yishai Reba, Alev Shali. I just remind you about a few of the words. If I really, really had the courage, I would sing it. I'm not even going to ask Eitan. I don't know if Eitan is here downstairs now. Eitan is here. I'm not even going to ask Eitan to do that. I wouldn't put you on the spot. It's a hard song even for anybody to sing. But just some of the words. I know some of you would volunteer to sing it, but I really would only want Eitan to do that. Halev Sheli Nikra L'Shnayim. I'm going to skip around. My heart, the music is so beautiful. My heart is torn in two. Ve'ein trufa ba'olam. Ein trufa ba'olam. This what? I don't know how to cure it. I can't cure my heart. Rabbi Yisrael, my heart doesn't feel. My heart, what's my heart? Ein trufa ba'olam. But then he says, Halev Sheli Merim Yadayim. That's just what we're talking about. That's how we began. Nisa levaveinu al kapayim al kel bashamayim. Halev Sheli Merim Yadayim. My heart surrenders. It lifts up its hand. Shever kli she'ein bo krama. It's like a broken kli. Empty. V'raka tayachol lahafoch misbedi l'machol. Rabbi Yisrael, only you could change all of our sadness. L'machol, all of our mourning and sadness into a dance. L'zakeich esachol. Only Rabbi Yisrael, only you know how to clean, to purify us from all of the dirt of our lives. Lerakech bihakol. Lerakech bihakol. Like Chulda said. Lerakech bihakol.
to soften all this inside of me. Rakatam evin ech lageshet lalev sheli. Only you know the way to my heart. Shakek kol ke'ev shebi. Merapeet alev. And only you know all the pain that's deep inside. And because of that, Hashem, only you're the only one that's merapeet alev. You're the only one that could possibly cure our broken heart. Hashem Yisbach should help us that we should feel that broken heart. That it should be the last time that we ever have to break that heart into pieces and to hold them up to say to Rabbeinu Shalom that we can't be servile this anymore. We don't want to go on like this anymore. So that Beza Hashem will be zeichet for that time. Well, the Avinu Shebishamayim will lift us up. Will lift us up. Will take us back. I'll can't finish her. To that same place where Chazi was killed, where so many Jews have lived and died, Al Kiddush Hashem, to Yerushalayim with the Gula Shev Amitis, and maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.